Okay, today is a gewaldige, gewaldige day. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Today is the beginning of the new month, the month of Chodesh HaGeula. Now, it's an important understand specifically how important it is, this Indian of Chodesh HaGeula, of the Indian of Nisan. Akad Kach, the Gemara discusses when we add a second Adar in order to have a Purim, it needs to be that Purim comes out in the second month. Why, says the Gemara? In order for the Geula of Purim to be Meshach Shaykh, to be Samach, to be next to and adjacent to the Geula of Pesach. Ad Kedekach, it affects us on a time standpoint, it affects us on a behavioral standpoint. This is the Indian of the Chodesh HaGeula. Now, famously, we understand that in this period of time, already we've been discussing the Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag. We're getting ready for it. We're getting ready for the period of time where the house is turned over. We take out all the chametz. We take away all the essence of what the chametz affects us in our day-to-day life. There's a beautiful yesod. This yesod is something where not everybody has the minig to do. The minig is to place 10 pieces in the house and to search. To search. You know, the grubs, the grunniks, some litvaks, they don't have the minig to do it. They say they don't need it. It's not required. A lot of people can say the reason is because in that way that the bracha is not a bracha levatalo. But many, many, according to Sifri Hasidus, see a deeper meaning behind why we place the 10 pieces. Like the Arizal held, that's according to the 10 spheres in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his essence emanates in this world and is medaldel and goes down into the different elements and how it affects us and how we are perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet somehow we take these 10 pieces and we burn them. So are we burning the spheres? Are we burning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emanations? No. I think sometimes this tells us a big yesod, which is that sometimes we get stuck so much on the mashal that we lose the nimshal. What does that mean? It means not chas v'shalom to say that we don't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all these different ways. But oftentimes we see life through these different avenues, through these different tunnels of this is going on and that's going on and this is this challenge. And the one thing that we have, the one avoid that Am Yisrael has, that Yid has every single day is Hashem Echad. That as much as it manifests in different formats, in different ways, and God forbid, one could think, Chas v'Shalom, that there's many different emanations of Hashem. And that we can lose sight of the real goal. The avoidah of the 10 pieces, of being Mavato the 10 pieces, is not in a bittle of it entirely, but if, in essence, actually to come and bring it together as one. There are a lot of challenges that a person can have day to day, a lot of struggles, a lot of different events that happen, and we kind of have almost a schizophrenic approach. There's one part of me that applies this way. There's a part of me at home. There's a part of me at work. There's a part of me at work. There's a part of me the base manager. There's a part of me the base manager. We have to be one. We have to bring in those Indians, and that's what it means, that we bring all the different Indakudas together and we burn it. Not we burn it Chas v'Shalom as a bittel, but we transform it into something else. When a person destroys something, it becomes not totally lost. There's actually a principle in physics where there's no such thing as energy that is destroyed. Energy either gets transformed into a different format. When a person takes a physical entity and burns it and turns it into, in a sense, a spiritual entity, that's what a person eats. It turns from a physical entity into the spiritual energy that then becomes the fuel to do Torah mitzvahs. So to bring it back to the overall point, the Indian of the Asara, Chatichos, the Asara pieces of Chametz, is our Avoida in understanding and bringing back everything together under one rubric, under one place, to remind ourselves that all the things of life need to have one Avoida, one mission. Of course, the how I again manifest myself in the base medrash and how I manifest myself in business, although seemingly one could argue they should be different, no, they need to be the same. The same yashus, the same midas, the same, of course, the how it manifests is different, but the principle underlying it should still be the same. How am I with my children and with my spouse? How am I with my spouse, my parents, my in-laws? A person is so vast, has so many different elements, but we have to understand that we can bring it all together as one. It shouldn't be stiras. There shouldn't be any contradictions. This is the avodah. This is a very, very chashuv avodah. And Mirza Hashem, we started. We literally started now on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mirza Hashem Yisborach, Kol Tov, Agit Tovach.